onto rugby now, and plenty happening in many corners of the globe at the moment. Alec MacDonald, our rugby correspondent, joins us. And I suppose, Alec, let's start with the Irish national team and their trip and their victory against the United States. How much does one read into it? A chance to see some of the younger faces?
Yeah, I think that's it, Chris. Although if you look at, in a sense, you know, the back five, it was a pretty useful side. I mean, they, Jack Conan, Vanderfly and Reese Ruddock, who was captain, you had Devon Toner in the second row and Keane Healy in the front row. So there was a mixture there of youth and experience. But I think it, Joe Smith would have been delighted. I mean, obviously, the Americans are missing a few players as well. It was interesting to see AJ McGinty, who spent his time in Dublin. He was again playing for them. Player who had a very, very good time during the World Cup for them. But as you say, I think a lot of young players getting a chance. Young Jake Stockdale, the Ulster winger, who was one of the few people to impress this season at Kingspan, he got an early score, which I'm sure did his confidence a lot of good. James Ryan, the big second row, who a lot of us thought of, who captained Ireland under-20s last year and who looked a very, very good player, he got a run out as well. You know, 20 years of age coming to the second row, it augurs well for not only himself but also for Ireland in the future. And then there was a few, Andrew Porter, the young prop, had done a very good with under-20s. He got on as well for a few games. So, you know, you could say a lot of the players have experience. It was interesting to notice that, Jack Conan, the Leinster wing forward, who many of us have watched many occasions for Leinster and who was absolutely outstanding, but never really seemed to make the big breakthrough. Well, he obviously must have impressed a lot yesterday because he was given man of the match and also scored a try. So I'm sure Joe Smith has noted him down. But, I mean, there is an embarrassment of riches in the Ireland back row at the moment, so long they can because, as we know, injuries happen in these things. But from Smith's point of view, I mean, obviously the two games against Japan now are really going to be what the bread and butter is about in this tour. And it's, you know, it's good to have the players out there in the conditions that hopefully they'll be playing in the World Cup in 2 years' time. Yeah, and Paddy Jackson, he joins the squad this year, so obviously that'll be a bit more experience to bring into the side. Simon Zabo, he came on yesterday for a while, but obviously he will be playing. Keith Ayres, I'm sure, with these two tries, just found it a wee bit too easy for him. But nevertheless, if you can score tries, it gives a lot of confidence.
Yeah, well, it finished the USA Eagles 19, Ireland 55. And when you see the likes of Jacob Stockdale and James Ryan, to mark your test debut with a try always is a boost to the confidence. And I noted 10 of the starting team possessed 10 caps or less. So it was quite a comprehensive win. But then how strong were the opposition?
Well, that's it. They were missing a few players, and so you don't really know at times. The Eagles can be very, sometimes can do it, although rugby is developing very, very strong in America. And I think once they get the five franchises into the professional era, I know in a couple of years' time, that will certainly mean that players are playing for teams. I mean, because it must be very difficult for a coach of the Americans, because players are coming from all arts and parts, flying in thousands of miles, and I'm sure the get-togethers are few and far between. But as you said, wait for those two boys, Jacob Stockdale and young James Ryan, who performed really well last year for Ireland in the Under World Cup, only to be beaten by England in the final of that competition. And as I say, Stockdale has really impressed this year. And I've watched Ryan a few times too when he's come off the bench for Leinster, and if he progresses like he looked in the World Cup, I mean, he was absolutely outstanding and a tremendous athlete into the mountain. So it's, as you say, it gives them all a little bit more experience. And knowing Joe Smith, who knows, maybe both them will get a little bit of a cameo against the Japanese.
Well, moving to the other side of the globe, and Stuart Hogg, I see, faces a 48-hour wait now to discover whether his cheek injury could end his British and Irish Lions tour. Certainly, if he's out, that would be a big blow. And we see now that there's five Irish players set to start against the Highlanders on Tuesday. So we're seeing Gatland switch things about a bit.
Well, he certainly said he was going to give players game time, and that looks very much like it. And you know, there's a lot of players now to put things through. That injury, Chris, as you said, to Hogg, it was horrendous. I mean, a complete accident, but you could see Conor Murray raising his elbow, and the point of the elbow caught him right in the eye socket, and we all know how sore that would be. But I mean, it possibly could put him out of the tour, because it's hard to believe that with the amount of stitching and all has to go on, that you know, he would feel confident, especially under the high ball, and enough of Paddy for Hogg, who didn't have the best turf 4 years ago, didn't start very well against the President's 15, and I'm sure yesterday, you know, after 20 minutes, he was starting to think that this was his opportunity against the Crusaders. But sometimes it can be cruel, and things like that there. And, you know, the thing is that somebody else might now pick up the reins and get the fullback spot. But this game on Tuesday, again, for the Lions, is going to be another very, very difficult game, in a sense. But Ian Henderson, Rory Best, and CJ Standard, he's playing. And it's going to be very, very interesting. Of course, the talking point in all the papers today, Chris, was as this time last week. I mean, to be fair, Johnny Sexton did not do himself much good in the first game, but yesterday, because of Hogg's injury, he came on and he had an absolute stormer, and him and Farrell really gelled together. There was always a talk at the start of the, before the start of the tour, that it would be 10 and 12 for Sexton and Farrell. But then after the first game, whenever Farrell took over, a lot of the scribes then were saying that possibly Farrell has to play at number 10, and that Sexton's game hasn't been as successful as it was, but certainly yesterday when he came on. But you'd have to say possibly one of the reasons why it was so good was Conor Murray, who gave a world-class performance. And Justin Marshall was talking about it on television, and you know, he said that Murray is by far now the best scrum half in the world. His box kicking on his all-round game yesterday, his physicality, his defence, I mean, it's hard to imagine, Chris, that he won't be starting at number 9.
And indeed. Well, let's just briefly move on to the Champions Cup draw during the week. Alec and Leinster and Ulster are both in the second tier of seeds. And Ulster, a pretty tough group. They're in with the table toppers of the Premiership, Wasps, and also of the top 14, La Rochelle. So it's going to be a bit of a mountain, maybe.
It is indeed. And, you know, the La Rochelle are very much a team that, if you said the people who won the top 14 last season just finished, they would struggle for La Rochelle, because, you know, for quite a long time they were sort of mid-table team. As you said, against Wasps, the Harlequins as well, you know, who have come back strongly after their time in the Championship. But, I mean, it's... The thing is that La Rochelle, Ulster have always done reasonably well against the French teams. I mean, it's hard to believe that Clermont Auvergne, who were such a good side last year, that they shipped 39 points at the Kingspan in the first round of games in that Champions Cup. But unfortunately, from that magnificent victory, Ulster's season went downhill. But well, if every opportunity, they don't have a lot of travel. They've only just to go to La Rochelle and thing. I think actually the pull of death for me, Chris, would be that one. Leinster's in. You have Exeter, Leinster, Montpellier, who are going to have a very, very good side. Pickham Moses joining, obviously Ruan Pienaar's going there. There's a couple of New Zealanders coming, and you know, they've got this ex-Scottish coach he's going to take there. So Exeter, Leinster, Montpellier and Glasgow. And we know what Glasgow were like under Gregor Townsend, and of course now they've got a new coach, and that's going to be a very, very hard one as well. Pool 4, Munster, Racing 92. I'm sure Mr. O'Gara will enjoy coming to Thorn Park again, and no doubt pitting his skills against his former team. Leicester and Castres, again a difficult one, but you know, you'd have to say Munster will be reasonably competent. Yeah.